You couldn't make it up. English news on March the 10th. You probably know the feeling. Your skin starts to feel too tight, especially across your forehead. You feel a bit lightheaded and a red mist clouds your vision. You can hear your pulse throbbing in your ears and then your anger explodes. We all know that losing your temper can be harmful for your health, raising the chance of a heart attack or a stroke. It's a risk that increases with the frequency you lose your rag, go off the deep end, or literally see red. There are other dangers, of course. Losing your temper when you're driving a car is bad for your health and that of your passengers and other road users. It can make you lose concentration, drive erratically, and do stupid things. This loss of control is known as road rage, and it causes more than 300 deaths or serious injuries a year in the USA alone. It's no great surprise to learn that almost all road ragers are young men. You can imagine there's a lot of rage in prison. In fact, prison populations fall into three groups. The largest is formed of people who adjust to the routine and get on with serving their time. A smaller number of people turn their anger inwards and harm themselves. A third group are the people who direct their anger onto other prisoners and prison staff through bullying and violent assaults. Strangely enough, the secret to staying safe with violent men in prison is apparently to neither run away nor to try to stand up to them, but to show them you are afraid without triggering an attack. This involves being very still and avoiding challenging eye contact while showing them that they have your attention and respect. This allows their anger to subside. It's a difficult line to tread, and there are very few professionals who are able to work with violent men to teach them this shame control that is at the heart of anger management. Don't say, "Are you looking at me, pal?" Do say, "Yes, boss, you've got me scared, but I can hack it." That's all for now. Bye.